I got out of bed and rolled my clothes and shoes into a bundle. I grabbed the money from the bureau. I unlatched the door quietly and closed it behind me. There were no other guests at the Pine Grove Motor Court. A thin frost lay on the window of her car. The wind blew. I threw the bills into the wind. I found a privy up the hill behind the cabins, and next to it an outdoor shower, the kind you pump the water for yourself. I stood in the shower of cold spring water and looked up at the swaying tops of the pine trees, and I watched the sky turning gray and heard through the water and the toneless wind the sounds of the first bird waking. I dried myself as best I could and put on my clothes. Shivering, stipple-skinned, I struck off through the woods. I had no idea where I was going. It didn't matter. I ran to get warm. I ran into the woods as to another world. All morning I went up and down the hills of timber. Sometimes I'd hear the sound of a truck or a car and it would shock me. I'd veer off to get as deep in the woods as possible. It was difficult to keep my sense of direction, difficult to put life behind me. I'd come along into a clearing and find the remains of a fire or an empty wine bottle. Traces of human life everywhere, stone fences, old trails, dirt roads grown over. I found a busted inner tube, yellowed sheets of newspaper with dates on them from the early summer. But I saw no one. Any stiff in his right mind would get out of the Adirondacks before autumn. By the late morning, I was so hungry I changed course and went downhill till I found a paved road. I walked along the tree line for several miles and came to a country store with a gas pump and some chickens in a coop. Stood in the trees and waited to see a black Model A or perhaps a Kearney truck or even a state police car. The odds were against it, but I was not thinking odds. The Kearney was a territory in my mind. It loomed out further than I had gone or maybe could go. There were no cars. I slid down the embankment of loose earth behind the store and went around front and stepped in the door like any customer. I had my savings of the summer, $26, in my shoes. In my wallet I carried $3 more. I bought a loaf of wax-papered bread, some slices of bologna, a bottle of Grade A milk, and a package of Luckies. The store lady, short and wide and with thick, dirty eyeglasses, treated me as if it were the most normal thing in the world for someone to come along from nowhere, as maybe it was. I went down the road till it curved out of sight of the store, and then I ran back up into the woods and found a tree in a spot of sun and sat there and made my lunch. Then I went to sleep for a while the woods were still warm. But it was a mistake because I suffered terrible dreams of indistinct shapes and shadows and awful sounds of violence. Someone was crying, sobbing, and it turned out to be me. I jumped up and got going again.